أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو معكم أينما كنتم. We are in the fifth chapter of this kitab, which is Babul Muraqabah, that is to meditate, to concentrate, and the particular direction of this Muraqabah which is being referred to is the presence of Allah Ta'ala, that a person must always have in his mind the presence of Allah Ta'ala. It must not be just at the back of our mind, or that it is not there. Generally we are living as though Allah Ta'ala is not at all in our lives. We have all just completed our namaz now, farad namaz, a major namaz of the day, our fajr namaz, and each one of us can think how much did we think of Allah Ta'ala. We said Allahu Akbar at the beginning, which is such a great, great thing, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala and the greatness of every command of Allah Ta'ala. But was that in our mind? We bowed down to Allah Ta'ala, but was that in our mind that we are bowing down to Allah Ta'ala? We made sajda, and sajda is a place where a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala. But did we feel the presence of Allah? Did we feel that we are at Allah Ta'ala, that we are by Allah Ta'ala? So this is a thing that has to be developed very greatly within us. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh of Lahore used to say that a person, we should teach our children these few basic concepts, that Allah Ta'ala is present, that Allah is watching me all the time, and that Allah has got full control over me. But hardly ever we teach our children that. Today, unfortunately, we will be very proud when they are singing some nursery rhymes which have got kufr in them, and we don't realize it and we are happy about it. Many of the nursery rhymes are very derogatory to Islam and to Muslims, and we are happy about singing about the children singing about them. Whereas the presence of Allah Ta'ala, the existence of Allah, that Allah got control over us, that should be not only in our namaz, which it is not in everything. When we sit down to eat, we should think, who is giving me these ni'mats? And Allah has sent it exclusive for me. And is Allah pleased with me or is He unpleased? Allah is feeding all the animals also. Allah is feeding the non-believers also, the atheist also, those who speak ill of Allah. Allah is exclusively sending their food for them too. But is Allah pleased with me or not? So we should make these muraqabas, and if just if our namaz muraqabah comes right, besides all the others, all the time we should realize the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is with you wherever you may be. Whether you are in lofty, secure towers, Allah is there with you. Whether you are behind closed doors and nobody else is there, but Allah is there with you. Whether you are in a gathering of 50 people, Allah is there with you. Wherever you are, all the time, Allah is with you. And together with that, the great qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala. That if I have to speak wrong, Allah can make me dumb at this time. Allah can make some cancer come in my tongue and I cannot speak anymore. Allah can cause anything to happen. If I have to do anything wrong, Allah Ta'ala can make me paralyzed. Allah Ta'ala can let me get a stroke. It is not in any precaution of mine or any medication. It is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is with us all the time, watching us all the time. So if a person makes this muraqabah, and this has to be developed, and this is what is called suluk and tasawwuf, that a person realizes the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then naturally he will want to please Allah Ta'ala. And the more a person comes to know Allah, how forgiving, how kind, how loving he is. A person will be in love with Allah. Then namaz will become an enjoyment to him, to be with his beloved, to make muraqabah, to be in the presence of Allah. A person will enjoy all this tremendously. So this is a very important aspect of our deen, to acquire and understand the presence of Allah, that Allah is with us, and wherever we are, in public or private, whatever we are doing, wherever we are, Allah is with us. We are never at a time that we are free. One person was traveling by plane in a first class, and they offered him wine to drink, a Muslim man. So he refused to drink. And then these people, whether the host or the hostess, and if it's in a Muslim airline, they give their own fatwas also. So they told him, if you drink a little which does not intoxicate you, then it is not haram. So then he told, okay, take this wine and go and give it to the pilot. Let him drink it. So they said that the pilot is on duty. So he said, I'm also on duty. If a person realizes I'm on duty all the time of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, I have to observe and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then wherever he might be, he will realize the presence of Allah and be an obedient servant of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand, to acquire this and inculcate it in our children, in our women folk, and then all the problems that we have of drugs, of porn, of all the things with our children will just vanish in thin air. If the presence of Allah is realized, all our evils will just vanish, and all our bad habits will just go away. The cell phone, which we feel is such a monster and such a azab, but if the presence of Allah Ta'ala will come, then even the cell phone with all its evils will just vanish away. So this is the way to go to develop the presence of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.